Hello, everybody, and welcome to week 7 of Onega Girls Locker Room Chat here with head coach Craig Boswell. I'm Crittenden Prophet, and let's dive right into week number 7. Coach, just finish up that TVL tournament play. You know, it's always a gauntlet when you have to go through the TVL tournament, but you came out at 1-2. You just had the loss against Valley High at 65-24. Had a good try to get that bounce back game against Washington County, just falling by 6 points, 38-32. You actually led for a good part of that game, falling at the end, but then you got the bounce back against Frankfort, winning huge 58-50, just having great scores across your board. Martin with 9, Campbell with 9 as well, and Delaney Figge also putting up 17 points in that one. And of course, just real quick, give me some thoughts there about that TVL tournament.
Yeah, you know, TVL is always going to be tough, that tournament. You know, it's kind of a bright spot of our year throughout the TVL, just getting all those teams together. But like I said, Washington, we led pretty much that game, and then I think we were tied going into that fourth quarter, and then we just had a couple big-time turnovers that they converted on, and that's something that you can't do against the TVL team, especially like Washington, and they got some pretty good athletes. And then, we did bounce back pretty good. We went hard with our post down low against Frankfort, and that was pretty much the game plan, and I thought our girls did a great job defensively, holding some of those guards and their posts. Ultimately, we played really well as a team against Frankfort.
So here, talking about that Wabunsee game yesterday, Wabunsee just losing 46-38 against Wabunsee, with 12 points coming from Haskins and Campbell also scoring 8 points for you. What can you kind of tell me a little bit about that game more in depth there?
Yeah, you know, we led the entire game until third quarter, and then our first possession in the fourth quarter, we threw the ball away, and they scored a layup. And that's something that we can't do. And like I said from the very beginning when we do the radio show, turnovers is going to be a huge part of our season, and that's our Achilles heel. We got to take care of the ball. We did take care of the ball all the way up to that point. In the fourth quarter, they just were a little more athletic, a little more hungry, and they started pressuring us a little bit more man press, and that's just something our guards are just going to have to get used to, especially, going back into the TVL. But I got to do a better job getting them prepared. But, yeah, ultimately, we played good for three quarters, but, it's a four-quarter game, and we just fell short.
Well, coming here, you got Clifton Clyde on Friday. Clifton Clyde, a team that just only beat Axtell by 2, and Axtell is a team that you beat by 4, 38-34. How do you feel about this upcoming TVL opponent in Clifton Clyde, which is a number 4-ranked team right now in Class 1A Division 1?
Yeah, it's a big opportunity for us. I think the girls, they know we let one go away last night and let one go away against Washington. I mean, we are playing a lot better basketball, so that is a good momentum booster going into this Friday. I think ultimately this is our winner royalty, so the hype is going to be a little bit bigger, and I think the girls are going to be a little more hungrier. And Clifton Clyde has a great athlete, works, she's been, making a lot of points every single game and setting some records over there. But we know the dynamics of this game. We know that she is a huge part of it, and she's going to be kind of our biggest concern. But our girls are going to be up to the challenge, and, yeah, we're really looking forward to this Friday.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. As always, this has been Week 7. Locker Room Chats with Onega Girls Head Coach Craig Boswell. Coach, thank you for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
This Onega Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust.